Hi there, I'm Super Sorted, and this is Club Penguin Radio. Well, as you may or may not have guessed, or possibly even known, Christmas is getting very close, so I just wanted to wish everyone a happy Christmas just to start off. And secondly, this is my very first podcast, and I hope you enjoy it, and this also happens to be the time the Christmas party is going on, which is really quite interesting, which is why I'm probably going to review that to start off the show. Then we're going to take a look at the new newspaper and a couple of the highlights. So, let's start off by reviewing the Club Penguin Christmas Party. Well, unfortunately, because I got grounded from the computer yesterday, I was only able to enjoy a little bit of the Club Penguin Christmas Party. But, I was able to get a good enough view to review it to you today. So, what is so great about this Christmas party? Well, for starters, it's brought back two old and possibly, I think, rare items. First of all, there is a Santa hat, which you can find at the Snow Forks. Then there's the Santa beards, which you can find in a box at the Ski Village. Also, there's a new pin, which you can find on the mantle of the fireplace in the Ski Lodge, which is a Christmas gift. It's pretty cool, and it really doesn't look that bad with your penguin. However, it is a little different than, I think, the last party's pin, which was the holly leaves. However, there is one item I wish they would have brought back, and that is this Christmas scarf. It's a very rare item, and it's very old, and I kind of wish they would have brought it back. But a lot of people did get kind of angry, and I really don't understand why, because, you know, penguins like me, you know, who are like 400, 500 days older, in between periods, really didn't get to log on to Club Penguin much. They didn't get the chance to get the Christmas scarf or any of those items. So, you know, it's really kind of not fair why they think that way, but, you know, I guess it does make sense. Because, if you had a rare item, you wouldn't want someone else to get it, would you? Because then it wouldn't be rare anymore. But anyway, enough talk about the items they brought back. Let's talk about the actual rooms they designed. It looks like the Club Penguin team did a very good job with the room design. For example, the dojo, it's very, very Christmassy, and there's lights all over it, and there's a little light Christmas tree set up. At the iceberg, they brought back the little tree, and if you click the star on the little tree, it actually grows into a big tree, which is quite interesting. Also, if you go to the dance lounge, you can find Santa's shop, where apparently a lot of rare items are being loaded into Santa's sack, which really makes me wish they would let you have the rare items, because it's not fair to see them, and then everybody wants them, but they can't get them. Because, you know, you got various rare items like the yellow jackhammer, which is kind of rare, but they did bring it back into the treasure book, I mean. And they've got some other items, too, like the red beanie, the red flying beanie, and that's pretty rare. That was from April of 06, I think. But you know, since we can't actually get it, you know, what's the point in talking about it? So we'll move on to the ninja hideout. Now, the ninja hideout is pretty cool, because the octopus that you used to see in the dojo has now been moved to the ninja hideout. And it's pretty neat, because a lot of penguins like to act like the octopus is about to eat, and it's kind of hilarious. Just a little, but not that funny. And then if you go to the dock, you can see an ice skating area where you can actually ice skate. And the physics were messed up a little, I think, last time I went on there. But I'm pretty sure they have it fixed now. No, wait, that wasn't there. That was at the ice rink, because they actually brought the ice rink back. Yes, the soccer pitch is gone. And now they have the ice rink back. So I'm sure a lot of penguins will like that because a lot of them have been asking for it. Also, if you go to the book room, you can find three new books. They're pretty cool, although my favorite has to be A Visit to Rockhopper Island, because it could possibly mean that one day we may be able to actually visit Rockhopper Island. But I'm not really sure about that because that's just a rumor right now. And possibly I'm the only one thinking it, but I'm pretty sure that's a rumor that's been going around a while. Because a lot of penguins would like to go to Rockhopper Island. Well, I think that about sums it up for the Christmas party. Of course, there's a few other rooms, but as of what I'm going to cover, that's about it for now. So I really suggest you log on to Club Penguin today and check it out before it's gone on December 29th. Also, if you could email me at supersordudsucpg@gmail.com, I would love to hear what your favorite room of the party is. Now, let's get to reviewing the newspaper. Okay, to start off with the news, the big header is the Christmas party. Well, of course, as I've already mentioned, the Christmas party is already in gear, but you've got to remember that this is the day before it began. The in focus this time is the snow forts and the ice rink. There's a couple of facts, like how the snow forts are often decorated for parties and events, and how the clock at the snow forts is kept up with time by snowball power, which of course we already knew that. Then it gave a tip on how to do good in the ice rink, which really isn't that hard because it's not an actual game. In the Ask Antarctic section this time, there was a question about why it was quiet. And the person was wondering why the mute button was there and wondering what it does. And of course, Antarctic explained that the mute button turns off all music. So, if you want to turn on your own music or if you just want some peace and quiet, then that's what it's for. Also, another person said that they challenged a sensei for fun and was wondering why he summoned a giant air conditioner to defeat him. And apparently, it's one of the cars that you can unlock, but of course, the sensei has all the cars. So, also, there was a section in the secrets part, but of course, it's on special dances. We already know that, though, so that's not really new. And then you can also see the events on the events page. But that's really about it for the newspaper. So let's move on with the show. Well, that about wraps up this episode of Club Penguin Radio. Always remember to visit my site, supersordud.wordpress.com, and have a waddle-tastic day.